All right, welcome to another deep dive. This time, we're all about getting a handle on measuring webinar ROI in 2024. You know, going beyond those basic attendance and engagement rates. We're going deep into an AirMeet article called What Metrics Beyond Traditional Attendance and Engagement Rates Should We Be Focusing On to Truly Measure Webinar ROI in 2024?
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Get ready for some game-changing insights.
Absolutely. And it's about, you know, going beyond vanity metrics and really understanding the true drivers of webinar success. It's not just about how many people show up.
Right.
It's about understanding their behavior, their level of engagement, and ultimately, you know, their journey toward becoming a loyal customer.
Yeah. I like that, you know, turning webinars into strategic assets that fuel business growth. So the article highlights 12 key metrics.
Okay.
That go beyond the usual suspects like attendance and engagement.
Right.
While those are important, they only tell part of the story.
They do, exactly. It's like, you know, looking at a map, but only seeing the major highways.
Okay.
You miss all the back roads and hidden gems that can really make your journey more efficient and enjoyable.
Yeah. We're going to talk about those hidden gems.
Mm.
The first metric that the article delves into is traffic versus registrations.
Okay.
And I have to admit, I often overlook this one.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the number of registrations, but understanding the ratio of people who visit your landing page versus those who actually sign up can be incredibly revealing. A low registration rate could signal that your marketing efforts just aren't hitting the mark, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Are you targeting the right audience? Is your messaging compelling enough? Is your landing page optimized for conversions? All things to think about.
Yeah, that's a great point. A low conversion rate from traffic to registrations might indicate a problem with your targeting or messaging. You know, it's like having a beautifully decorated store with no one coming in. You need to make sure you're attracting the right crowd and enticing them to step inside.
Yeah, exactly. Your landing page is your virtual storefront.
Okay.
And it needs to be just as inviting and engaging as a physical one. You need to showcase the value of your webinar clearly and concisely and make that registration process as smooth and frictionless as possible.
Speaking of engagement, the next metric the article highlights is social media webinar metrics.
Yeah.
Now, this one's a little bit more familiar territory for most of us, but I'm curious to hear your perspective on how to go beyond simply counting likes and shares.
Yeah, it's not just about the quantity of interactions, right?
Right.
It's about the quality of engagement.
Okay.
Are people actively discussing the topic? Are they asking insightful questions? Are they sharing their own experiences and perspectives? This kind of engagement, you know, shows that your webinar is hitting a nerve, sparking curiosity, generating genuine interest.
So it's about moving beyond passive likes and shares and fostering a sense of community and dialogue around the topic. I can see how that would translate to a more engaged and invested audience during the live event.
Absolutely. A buzzing social media presence can also extend the reach of your webinar far beyond those who registered. Think about it. If someone sees their friend sharing a thought-provoking post about your webinar, they're more likely to check it out, even if they weren't initially aware of it.
Yeah, it's like word-of-mouth marketing on steroids.
Yeah.
And speaking of going beyond the live event, the article then introduces a metric I find particularly fascinating: intent signals. Tell me more about this one.
Okay, well, imagine you're hosting a party. You wouldn't just look at how many people RSVP'd.
Right.
You'd also pay attention to who's eagerly asking about the menu, who's offering to bring a dish, who's excitedly telling their friends about it.
Right.
These are all signs of genuine interest and anticipation.
I love that analogy. So intent signals are like those little clues that tell us who's truly excited about our webinar and most likely to engage deeply with the content.
Exactly. It's about identifying the attendees who are going beyond passive attendance and demonstrating a genuine desire to learn and connect. These are the individuals who are more likely to download resources, click through emails, and ultimately convert into loyal customers.
Okay, this is starting to get really interesting. So far, we've got traffic versus registrations, social media webinar metrics, and intent signals. What other hidden gems does this article reveal?
Well, the next metric is all about gathering feedback and using it to continuously improve your webinars. Post-event surveys.
Okay.
I know. Surveys can feel a bit old school, but they can be a gold mine of insights if done right.
You know, I have to admit, I've often sent out post-webinar surveys as a matter of routine without really putting much thought into them. How can we make them more insightful and actionable?
Well, think of your post-webinar survey as a conversation starter, not just a data collection tool. Ask open-ended questions that encourage attendees to share their thoughts, feelings, and experiences. What resonated with them? What could be improved? What are their biggest takeaways?
So it's about going beyond simple satisfaction ratings and really digging into the why behind their responses.
Exactly.
I could see how that would help us tailor our future webinars to better meet the needs and interests of our audience.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to ask about their level of interest in your product or service. Mm-hmm. This can be a valuable way to identify hot leads who are ready to move to the next stage of the buyer's journey. You can even use conditional logic in your survey to tailor the questions based on their responses.
Oh, that's a great tip.
Yeah.
You know, it's about making the survey feel personalized and relevant.
Right.
Not just a generic list of questions. So far, we've covered four key metrics. Traffic versus registrations, social media webinar metrics, intent signals, and post-event surveys.
Right.
Each one offers a unique perspective on how to measure webinar success beyond simply counting heads. What's next on our list?
Now let's talk about a metric that gets to the heart of your webinar's impact on your business goals. The number of quality leads generated. You know, it's not just about attracting a large audience. It's about attracting the right audience.
Right. It's about making sure that those who attend your webinar are actually a good fit for your product or service. But how do we define a quality lead in the context of webinars?
Well, a quality lead is someone who aligns with your ideal customer profile. They have the right demographics, the right needs and pain points, and most importantly, they show a genuine interest in what you have to offer.
So it's about making sure that those who attend your webinar are actually a good fit for your product or service.
Yeah.
How can we assess the quality of leads generated through webinars?
Well, think about the actions they take during and after the webinar. Do they ask relevant questions? Do they download resources? Yeah. Do they sign up for a free trial or request a demo? These are all strong indicators that they're moving beyond passive interest and actively exploring how your solution can benefit them.
This has given me a whole new perspective on how to evaluate webinar success. It's not just about filling virtual seats. It's about attracting and engaging those who are most likely to become loyal customers.
Exactly. And speaking of expanding your reach, the next metric we'll explore is post-webinar reach. This one measures how far your content travels beyond the live event itself.
So we're talking about things like social media shares, reposts, mentions in other online publications. How does this metric contribute to overall webinar success?
Think of it like a ripple effect. You know, the more your content is shared and discussed, the greater its impact becomes. It's like planting a seed that continues to sprout and grow long after the initial event.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
You know, it's about creating content that's so valuable and engaging that people can't help but share it with their networks. This not only increases brand awareness, but also opens up opportunities to attract new leads who may have missed the live event.
Exactly. It's about turning your webinar into a valuable asset that continues to generate interest and engagement long after the live session has ended.
This is all incredibly insightful. It's like we're uncovering a hidden treasure trove of data that can help us transform our webinars from simple presentations into powerful engines for business growth. Before we move on to the remaining metrics, I think it's time for a quick pause to let all of this sink in.
Sounds good. We'll be back in a flash to delve into the next set of metrics and explore how they can help you achieve your specific webinar goals. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. I'm ready to dive into the next set of metrics. You know, I'm especially curious about how they all work together to paint a complete picture of a webinar success.
Yeah, you're thinking about the marketing funnel, right?
Yes.
It's a great framework for understanding how webinars can guide potential customers toward a purchase.
It's all about moving people from awareness to consideration to action.
Right.
I'm ready to map these metrics onto the funnel and see how they all connect.
Okay, great. Let's start at the top of the funnel, where the focus is on awareness and demand generation. We already touched on two key metrics in this stage, social media webinar metrics and post-webinar reach.
Right. It's about, you know, getting the word out, sparking curiosity, and generating buzz around the topic. What other metrics come into play at the top of the funnel?
Well, don't forget about traffic versus registrations.
Right.
It's an early indicator of whether you're attracting the right audience with your marketing efforts. You know, a high conversion rate from traffic to registrations suggests you're resonating with your target market.
It's like a quality check on your marketing strategy.
Right.
You know, if people are clicking through but not registering, it's a sign you might need to tweak your messaging or targeting.
Absolutely. At the top of the funnel, it's all about casting a wide net and capturing the attention of those who might be interested in your topic. But as we move down the funnel, the focus shifts to qualification and building your pipeline.
So we're starting to narrow our focus and identify those who are most likely to become customers.
Mm-hmm.
What metrics help us in this middle of the funnel stage?
This is where intent signals really shine.
Okay.
Remember those clues that tell us who's genuinely excited about the webinar? By tracking these signals, we can prioritize our follow-up efforts and nurture those who are showing a high level of interest.
It's like having a VIP list for your webinar, allowing you to personalize your communication and offer tailored content to move them further down the funnel.
Mm.
What other metrics are crucial in this stage?
This is also where we start to assess the number of quality leads generated.
Okay.
Remember, it's not about sheer quantity, but about attracting those who align with your ideal customer profile.
Right. It's about finding those hidden gems among the attendees, the ones who are not only interested in the topic, but also a good fit for your product or service.
Exactly. Post-webinar surveys can be incredibly valuable here, too.
Okay.
By asking the right questions, you can uncover deeper insights into attendees' needs, challenges, and level of interest.
So it's about transforming a simple feedback mechanism into a powerful tool for lead qualification.
Yes.
You can even segment your audience based on their survey responses and tailor your follow-up communication accordingly.
Precisely. And don't underestimate the power of on-demand consumption in this stage.
Right. Even if someone didn't attend the live event, they might discover the recording later and still become a valuable lead.
Exactly. By tracking who's accessing your webinar content after the live event, you can continue to nurture those leads and keep your brand top of mind.
It's like giving your webinar a second life and extending its reach far beyond the initial event. What other metrics are important in this middle of the funnel stage?
Don't forget about quarterly active nurtured leads. This metric helps us understand the long-term impact of our webinars on lead development.
So it's not just about immediate conversions, but about building a sustainable pipeline of potential customers.
Exactly. By consistently nurturing those who've shown interest, you're increasing the likelihood that they'll eventually become paying customers.
Okay, so we've covered intent signals, number of quality leads, post-webinar surveys, on-demand consumption, and quarterly active nurtured leads. All crucial for building a solid pipeline in the middle of the funnel. Now let's move to the bottom of the funnel where the focus shifts to conversion.
Okay.
What metrics are essential at this stage?
This is where lead conversion rate takes the center stage.
Okay.
It's the ultimate measure of your webinar's effectiveness in turning those qualified leads into paying customers.
It's the moment of truth. You know, we've nurtured those leads, provided valuable content, and built relationships. Now we're looking to see how effectively our webinar has moved them towards making a purchase.
And don't forget, even if someone doesn't convert immediately, their engagement with your on-demand content or interaction with your nurturing efforts could still lead to a conversion down the line.
So it's important to have a long-term perspective and continue to engage with those who have shown interest, even if they haven't converted right away.
Absolutely. But we also need to consider the financial viability of our efforts. That brings us to our final metric, external expenses versus returns.
Right. At the end of the day, we need to make sure our webinars are generating a positive return on investment.
Exactly. By comparing the total cost of hosting the webinar against the revenue generated from converted leads, we can determine whether we're breaking even, making a profit, or losing money.
This is where the rubber meets the road. You know, it's about making sure our webinars are not only engaging and informative, but also financially sustainable.
Precisely. By carefully tracking external expenses versus returns, we can make data-driven decisions about our webinar strategy, optimize our spending, and ensure that we're getting the most bang for our buck.
This has been an incredible journey through the world of webinar metrics. We've explored 12 key metrics, mapped them onto the marketing funnel, and discovered how they can help us transform our webinars into powerful engines for business growth. But before we wrap things up, I think it's time for one more quick pause to absorb all of this amazing information.
Great idea. We'll be right back with some final thoughts and actionable takeaways. Stay tuned.
We're back and, you know, ready to wrap up our deep dive into webinar metrics. I feel like I have a whole new playbook for webinar success now.
Yeah, that's great to hear.
So how do we put all of this knowledge into action?
Well, start by thinking about your primary objective for the webinar.
Okay.
You know, are you focused on brand awareness, lead generation,
right,
customer education?
Okay.
The metrics you prioritize should align with what you're trying to achieve.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Right.
We need to tailor our measurement strategy to our specific goals.
Exactly.
What are some examples of how we might do that?
Well, let's say your primary goal is lead generation.
Okay.
In that case, you know, you'll want to closely track metrics like intent signals, number of quality leads, and lead conversion rate.
It's okay.
These metrics tell you how effectively you're attracting, engaging, and converting potential customer.
That makes sense. But if the goal is more about brand awareness and thought leadership,
right,
then metrics like social media webinar metrics, post-webinar reach, and net promoter score might be more important.
Exactly. Those metrics give you a sense of how far your message is spreading.
Okay.
How people are engaging with your content and how likely they are to recommend your webinars to others.
I'm starting to see how this all comes together.
Yeah.
It's like assembling a custom dashboard that gives us exactly the information we need to make informed decisions about our webinar strategy.
Precisely. And once you start tracking these metrics, you'll gain valuable insights into what's working,
mm-hmm.
what's not,
right.
and how you can continuously improve your webinars to achieve, you know, better results.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. I feel like I've gone from fumbling in the dark to having a clear roadmap for webinar success.
That's great.
Any final words of wisdom or a challenge for our listeners as they embark on their own webinar adventures?
Here's a challenge. Choose one metric from each stage of the funnel, top, middle, and bottom, and commit to tracking it for your next webinar.
Ooh, I like that.
You'll be amazed at what you learn.
I love that challenge.
Yeah.
It's a simple but powerful way to start putting these insights into action.
It is.
And as a final thought for our listeners to ponder, if webinars are becoming more than just presentations, how can we leverage these deeper metrics to create truly transformative online experiences?
That's a great question to leave our listeners with. The possibilities are endless.
This has been another great deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back soon with another fascinating topic to explore.
Sounds good.
Until then, stay curious and keep learning.